under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour, hour number two on this Thursday, February 1st, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trekker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Going to get to your text messages right now, get a little feedback, a little interaction with what you guys think about what I'm talking about this morning. Today, February 1st, 2024, the launch of the Omega Project. Something that Elon Musk, Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, Mark Zuckerberg have all invested in, gets fully funded today, $280 billion from our United States government into five companies that are going to be getting the money to start manufacturing microchips here in the United States. Randy Walker says, well, with Dr. Fauci's China virus, the WEF's agenda, the World Economic Forum, the WHO, the world's population will be decreased. The process has already been implemented. That's ultimately why AI will take over. Downstate Kim, AI has web crawlers, quote unquote, to help with censorship. They bump certain sites, take them down in searches, remove the content. All of this has been paid for with our taxpayer dollars. Then she asks a very simple question. How much money of this is being laundered back to the electeds? That's not the way they do it, Kim. I would love to call up Congressman Jack Bergman or U.S. Senator Gary Peters, the outgoing retiring Senator Debbie Stabenow. I'd like to ask Jack Bergman, what five companies are getting the funding of the CHIPS and Science Act, Public Act of 2022 money today? Who are the five companies, Jack, that are getting the checks from the U.S. government today? And I can guarantee you that every member of Congress and every member of the United States Senate, Biden's, Obama's, all of them have invested money and have bought the stocks in these five companies. See, Kim, they don't launder the money back. The way that these Congress people become multimillionaires while serving in Congress, they get the heads up. When these bills started in 2021, and were passed after going through committee hearings in 2022, they already knew who they were going to give the money to. these congressmen, these U.S. senators bought the stock when it was probably $1, $2, $4 a share a couple of years ago. The stocks have already gone up 300, 400% already. For us to get in now, we're probably going to pay 10, 20 bucks a share when they got in for $2 a share. And the shares are going up over 100, 150, 200 bucks a share. They'll split. They'll go 2-for-1. So if you own one share, you'll end up with two shares at $100 a piece. And you invested $2. I got a couple other text messages already. Hey, Randy, I'm good for 100. Yeah, I'll throw in 100. We need 18 more people to throw in $100. I'll buy Eric Fry's newsletter today and share the five stocks with you. But we have a major problem, and Dave brings it up in his text message. Short break, a word from our current sponsors still in business. We'll be right back.
My name is Todd Spalber. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Spalber, electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Spalber for state rep.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
everybody. This is Chuck and Randy, second segment of hour number one. I'm having some technical issues I got to fix real quick, so stand by. I'll be right back. Okay, I'm back. I apologize for the dead air. I was getting an alert in the studio of a breach of our connection. Even with the VPN setting, my firewall was sounding an alarm, and I had to go in and turn it off. But I'm back. Greatly appreciate all the text messages. Dave sends a text message in, and this is kind of exactly the dilemma that I've been facing as to whether or not I even wanted to talk about this on the radio. He says, Randy, that is great income potential, but the profits are coming from an investment for the wrong reasons. It's a struggle, a principle that we all have to sleep with. Believe me, I have been dealing with this dilemma. You see, you have to understand something. The difference between the have and the have-nots is they simply look at this, Dave, purely from a profit standpoint. And this isn't kind of a moral investment. If they were saying that Michigan would become the abortion capital of the United States of America because the radical left with the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, would put it on the ballot and pass a ballot proposal, putting it in our state's constitution, giving abortion permanent availability in the state of Michigan with no restrictions, remove all of the reporting requirements, and having to be associated with a local nearby hospital in the event of complications, getting rid of parental consent where teenage girls can get pregnant and have an abortion without the parents even knowing about it. Invest in Planned Parenthood. They're selling stocks. They're going public. Because this legislation is coming, this ballot proposal is going to be passed, and it's going to become law in the state of Michigan. So invest in Planned Parenthood Incorporated. That's easy. That's a simple no-brainer. Not going to invest in Planned Parenthood Incorporated. I'm not going to make a huge profit return on my investment. Investing in that product, in that service, that's cut and dry. That's a simple. That's a no-brainer. Not going to do it. Thou shalt not kill, period. Not even going to get into what Jesus said about the little ones. If you read scripture and you see how many times he refers to the little ones, the children, they were his absolute most sacred beings on the planet. If you cause harms to the little ones, hang a millstone around your neck and drown you in the sea. But this is not killing babies, necessarily. It could end up leading to abortions because in this universal income distribution society that we're heading toward, that the plan is to have the government take care of us, to give us $1,000 a month to sit in your tiny little home with no vehicles, walking, riding your bike, to go to stores, perhaps government-owned stores, to give you your ration of food. God only knows what kind of food you're going to be eating. Well, here's your $1,000 a month universal income distribution check. Or better yet, you'll have a microchip embedded in your hand, and you'll just put your hand in a cradle and get your free food. Because the $1,000 a month is sent to that chip. This is scary stuff, people. I've struggled with this. I've been up months researching this, finding this. One of the things you have to understand, the process of this entire thing is outside of our control. I got Scott down in Livingston. He says, I see AI will end up killing millions of jobs. I agree with you. I want nothing to do with AI. I came back. Scott, you won't have a choice. It's coming. You don't want to have anything to do with AI? AI is going to happen with or without you. He says, I plan on going back to a flip phone soon. I'm going to simplify my life. I'm done with the distractions. It's time to go back to writing and reading books. I gave him a very stern response. Wrong, with three explanation points. Do not, in caps, do not bury your head in the sand. The end is coming, and you need to be warned, informed, and educated. Be prepared. John Palmer says, absolutely no chip for me. I love venison. Yeah, Vicky won't eat it. Not yet. We have deer in the backyard. But the point is this. You have to understand. Be aware of it. Be prepared for it. Now, the radio station might actually end up doing very well with this, because we will be advertising businesses that remain open or taken over by the government to provide these products and services. Information still needs to get out there. I've analyzed the radio station industry with AI that's coming. They've got some unbelievable things already in the works. Instead of recording commercials myself or paying a company to do the voice tracks for me, I can type a script into an AI program, and I can pick whatever voice style I want. A man's deep, very deep and bold voice. Or I can have a woman's voice. I can have a Hispanic. I can have a Spanish spoken commercial produced, typing it in English into an AI program, and it will give me the voice track in Spanish in a woman's voice, in German, in any language I basically want. I can produce a commercial right now using AI. Well, of course, I don't do it. I do most of the commercials for the sponsors that I have tried and have personally endorsed their products, because Vicky and I use them. I do those commercials. Other companies want professional voices to do it. Not mine. That's fine. No problem. I pay $40-$50. They record it. You guys hear the commercials. But look at what's happening already in McDonald's. Just to give you an example, have you been into a newly renovated, updated McDonald's lately? There's no order takers. None. As a matter of fact, a couple weekends ago there, when we went to Lansing to attend the Stand Up Michigan Leadership Conference, Vicki and I got to our hotel room on Friday night. We were going to attend the event on Saturday. And Vicki goes, I want to be bad. I'm craving fast food. It's Friday night. We're going to be really bad this weekend anyway. We'll do a reset on Monday. I want some fast food. So you know what I found in Lansing near the hotel? A Rally's. I love, absolutely love Big Buford's well-done fries and a big, large chocolate shake. I didn't order that, but that's what I love. When I was fat, that's what I would eat. Sometimes I'd get two Big Buford's and a large fry. I pull up to the little speaker where you order, and a computerized sounding, almost human sounding voice came on and said, hi, welcome to Rally's today. What can I get you? I thought it was a person at first. Vicki wanted a chili dog. They've got really good chili dogs with lots of onions, extra mustard. So I said, I'd like a large chili dog with extra onions and extra mustard. And this voice came back and said, well, would you like fries and a drink with that? And I said, no, thank you. Well, just for a dollar more, you can have a small fry and a small drink. For $2, you can have a medium-sized fry and drink. And I went, all right, $2, I can share it with her. I'll be really bad. I'll get Diet Coke and a medium fry, well done. And I'll split it with her. It cost me a dollar for her and a dollar for me. Okay, I'll do the medium. I'd like the fries well done. She goes, got it. Medium fries and medium drink. Well done fries. What beverage would you like your medium drink to be? I said, Diet Coke with little ice. Got that. Diet Coke with little ice. Would you like a second sandwich for only a dollar? I'm like, yeah, I'd like a Big Buford, please. She goes, no, sorry, Big Bufords are $3 more instead of one. Would you like that Big Buford for $3 more? And all of a sudden I realize I'm talking to a bot. This is not a person. I'm interacting with a bot using AI. I said, no, thank you. I'll just do a regular Rally burger. Oh, great. That would be just a dollar. Your total is $7.12, whatever the heck, $9.12, whatever it came to. Pull up to the window. The human being stuck out the card holder and had me stick my debit card in there, pulled out the card. She turned around, handed me the bag, handed me the drink and the receipt. No order taker. Kiosks in McDonald's, you don't have order takers anymore at the front. You go to a kiosk and start your order, place your order. They screw it up and bring it to you. Welcome to the world of AI. How many jobs were just eliminated? The window operator at Rally's in Lansing, in any McDonald's you go to. Those jobs are gone. Never coming back. The Arnold's break. We'll be right back.
Michigan